AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longvine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longvine Auto Plaza, driven by LongvineAuto.com.
Longvine Auto Plaza, where we do business right.
There's lots of news about microchip shortages right now. However, at Longvine Auto Plaza, we currently have Chevy and Buick models in stock and 40 more vehicles on the way. We can help you pick out yours even before it gets here. Looking for something pre-owned? We have a great selection and we're buying top quality models every day. So come in today and let us help you find what you're looking for. That's Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Come see us or visit us at longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVUA News Time is 8:30 on the dot. It is Newsmaker 2 time here on a Monday, and we're pleased to have on the KVUA Sutherland studio line with us today, Lyon County Clerk Tammy Vopat.
Tammy, good morning.
Hey, Tammy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good today.
Doing good.
How are you?
I'm good.
Happy birthday to Tammy today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And you're celebrating with us here this morning. We feel special.
Yeah.
Hey, I feel special. So here we go.
Well, you've got, obviously, the election a little bit more than a month away. Where are you and your office staff right now in the preparation stage for what's to come over the next 5-6 weeks?
Well, we're really pretty busy right now. We've got everything prepped and just going through that process, which starts, you know, months ago, of course. But we're preparing all of the voting machines now and getting those tested out, and just putting some final touches on everything and getting ready to keep going forward.
So you've got all your volunteers, election volunteers, set to go?
You bet. I got the best election workers in the whole state. Yes. Good to go.
So do they have a training day set then prior to November 2?
Yes. As statute requires, they have to go to election school to get trained to be an election board worker, and we're going to do that on October 29th.
Okay.
How many different volunteers do you typically have here for a given election?
We have about, I think I've got about 69, 70 volunteers on the slate for this election, and, you know, that's usually how it goes. We have more on bigger elections and fewer on the smaller elections, so, yeah, good people out there volunteering to help me out.
Yeah, really, and, you know, they don't work shift work either, Tammy. They got to go the full day.
Okay.
Yes,
or
they
night,
do.
You know.
It is a long day, and I so appreciate their help and their dedication, and all the citizens and voters in Lyon County should give them a big thank you when they go in to vote, because they're really putting in the hours that day.
So what about polling places coming up for November 2? Do we have any adjustments here from our last election, Tammy?
No adjustments. We try to keep it the same, and that's the goal, so there's no adjustments there. We're going to start out with on the calendar. So the first date that comes up that people need to be aware of is that voter registration is going to close on Tuesday, October 12th. So if you need to update your voter registration, if you've moved or something's different, if you've changed your name or anything like that, or to change a party or anything, you need to register before or by 5 o'clock on October 12th. So that's the first deadline. And then we will start mailing out ballots on the 13th for those who have asked for a mail ballot. And you can apply for a mail ballot by going to ksvotes.org. And that will actually email that application to our office. We'll do our verification and then get you on the list to send a ballot out. So there's that.
So what was the deadline on that again, Tammy?
There's not a deadline.
Okay.
Well, there is. Let's see. You had to ask me a question I wasn't ready for, Ron. I think I'm not sure what the deadline is to. Oh, I can get that for you later.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay. And then we're going to do Saturday voting on October 16th at the Anderson Building, and we're going to be out there from 9 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's been popular.
It has.
Really
has. It
has.
So, you know, we typically don't have a huge turnout with this election, but we are trying to offer every avenue we can to get people to get out and vote. And, you know, a Saturday morning when you're out running around, you can just stop in, and a few minutes later, you've got your voting done and can go on your way.
Yeah.
And then on the 18th of October is when we do advance voting. That's when that starts, and it's in my my office in the county, the courthouse. And we do 8 to 5. We're here all day. We don't close for lunch. And that will go all the way through November 1st at noon.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Got that. Any other dates that we need to have on the calendar right now here, Tammy?
Maybe one. Just Election Day.
That'll be
November 2nd.
Well, duh. There you go.
Ron's favorite time of the year.
That's right.
Yes.
I like to vote on Election Day. That's just
you
the
bet.
Way I like it. I was going to say this, though. I'm on with all the news and the, you know, certainly alleged improprieties, and then different states, you know, upsetting the apple cart, saying that they're not doing enough to entice or make it easy for people to vote. I certainly think we're doing everything we can here to make it easy and very wide options for people to get out and vote here, Tammy. As you just laid it out, things will start very early. And do you still go out to some of the nursing homes, things like that, to give people opportunities to vote out there?
Well,
not during, I guess COVID has put a kibosh on that, hasn't it?
COVID put a stop to that. But we did make sure that those that usually voted could still do a mail ballot. And so we're working with the senior care facilities to get those people signed up, and I think we've got that done. So whether it's in person or by mail, they still will be able to vote, and that's what's the most important. I would love to start going back out there, but that's kind of a high risk to take, and I'm just not willing to do that right now.
So what about
hopefully it will change.
We mentioned COVID. What about mitigation strategies? Pretty much the same as last election at this point, Tammy?
Yes, we'll have PPE on at the polling sites. We're going to be cleaning machines after every voter. I'm not sure if we're going to get styluses or not. Hopefully, but yeah, we're going to be taking those precautions.
Tammy, getting back to the advance vote side of things, are the procedures going to be the same for folks that want to use the advance voting process as they were with the presidential election last year, or are there going to be some changes in light of really all of the hype and ill feeling that kind of developed here throughout the advance voting process last year?
Now, we're going to keep things the same. And, you know, like we talked about earlier, we have so many options to get to vote. Early voting in the office, the Saturday voting, the mail-in voting, you know, every option. We've got them out there. And we try to keep process the same because we don't want to confuse voters on when or where or how. And the options are there. And so, you know, we do everything that we absolutely can to make sure that we can accommodate all of the voters in the county.
All right, so as far as what is going to be on the ballot, we have, I know, here locally in Emporia, we've got city commission and school board options, and then we do have a question on the ballot. That's the countywide 1 cent, 1% sales tax that will be offered here. Anything else we could be looking at, Tammy?
Nope, that's it.
That's it?
That is it. In your smaller cities, the small towns, you're going to have mayor or city councilman. Maybe both, maybe just councilmen, and then your school boards and the special question, the sales tax question on the ballot. So it's a short ballot, but it is very, very important because that is what impacts us locally the biggest. And just want to encourage people, you know you're not going to have a lot to vote on, but it's not the quantity of the votes that you're casting. It's who you're going to have on the school board to in the city positions to run your government and your school boards and the sales tax question. Yeah. So it's very, very important.
Along those lines, I'm not going to ask you for your early projections on turnout.
Come on, it's Tammy's birthday.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm not going to. But
I never get even close. You know, it's just crazy. It's you know, you want it to be up there so high, and
right.
It's like, well, shoot.
But
maybe we won't be disappointed this time. Let's hope for like a 30% turnout. I don't think that's even going to be close, but let's just shoot for it, right?
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, given the importance of these local elections, these are the ones that typically are the lowest draw, which that has to be quite a bit frustrating for you and for your staff.
It is, because no matter what is on the ballot, when it's election time, we go through the entire same process we do for every election. And, you know, I mean, we work hard. And whether it's a small election or a big election, and the same work goes into the process. And no matter how tedious and hard that job is, you know, it is what it is. I mean, we go through the same process, so we just see bigger results when you have bigger elections.
Okay, so the deadline to get registered to vote is Tuesday, October 12th, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, so if you're not registered, get that done prior to October 12th. And how easy is it, Tammy, to get registered to vote?
It is super easy. You can come into my office and at the courthouse, and we'll help you fill out a voter registration form, or you can go on ksvotes.org and do it online.
Easy enough. Hey,
easy.
Tammy. Easy.
Yes.
Tammy, let me shift gears back to one of the parts of the ballot here, and that's specifically the election question, because we just had somebody call in and ask whether this is strictly a sales tax question for the city of Emporia, or is this countywide? And I just wanted to have your thoughts here on whether this is a city-only sales tax question or whether this goes for everybody here in Lyon County.
This is a countywide.
Yeah.
Sales tax question. Everyone in the county will get to vote on the 1%.
And this is an extension as opposed to a new 1% tax, correct?
That is correct. Yeah. And it's a 15-year extension.
Okay, sounds good. Tammy, are we missing anything, at least at this particular look at things here for the upcoming election here in November?
Not that I know of. I think we're doing good. We're on track, and I think you've got all the dates, and thank you for helping us out and getting those dates out there, and remind people on Saturday voting, the 16th of October also. We're gearing up and getting ready to go. We'll be out there as much as we can to get people informed of where to go and how to vote, and get going.
All right, Tammy. Well, thanks for your time, and happy birthday again.
Happy birthday, Tammy.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Good to talk to you. As always, Lyon County Clerk Tammy Vopot. All kinds of good information. It's game on.
Yes, sir.
My goodness. We'll begin our candidate forums here, Chuck, this week.
That's right. Thursday at 10:06, we encourage you to listen and chime in with your questions or concerns.